The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. Great to have you here. I'm Rob Hackelo with the Morning Team, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning, Rob.
All right, so the topic this week, how about a free antivirus program I've got for you? You can't go wrong.
Yeah, anything with free, you got to double think what you're doing. So an old scam, I call it a new scam, but it's an old scam that's popped up again.
All right.
So you're trying to protect your computers, your personal devices at home, and you're downloading an antivirus. Seems like a smart move.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, what if that download antivirus is actually a threat? And there's where the challenge is.
Okay, so what are they trying again? Because you said, again, this is like an old scam but a new scam, right? This is, again, trying to fake you out.
Exactly. So, you know, people get computers every day, new computers every day, and they're trying to get them protected. And this seems like a good idea, but what the cyber criminals are doing now is they're still doing it. They're developing fake websites that look nearly identical to trusted security brands like, let's say, Malwarebytes, Bitdefender, Avast. And they're putting up infected downloads that you think you're downloading to protect your computer, but you're actually downloading a program that's going to actually cause you problems.
Oh, boy. Okay. So what does it do? It installs something on your computer that takes control, or?
Exactly. So while you're downloading and installing this, you're thinking that it's installing an antivirus, but it's actually installing a ransomware program called Venom Rat.
Ooh, Venom Rat. Okay, that sounds pretty nasty. Yeah, that's a bad name. Okay, so what does that do?
So it gives the hacker full control of your computer in the background. So you really don't know what's going on, but they're watching everything that you do. So they can record what you type. They can access your webcam. If you have a cryptocurrency wallet, which so many people have these days, they can hijack that and steal passwords and login credentials, which is what all these hackers want anyway.
Okay. All right. So pretty much anything and everything at that point they can get from you.
Correct. They're on your computers if they're sitting in front of it.
Yeah.
So anything that you do, they're recording, and anything that they want, they can take from your system.
Wow. All right. So this, again, is a trick to try and get you to install this. You're doing this by putting it on your computer. So now, what are the things to protect yourself? I mean, how can you be sure that it's real?
Yeah, so you want to try to stay as safe as you can. So to protect your devices, you want to always double check website URLs before downloading anything. You can just hover over them to see if it looks legitimate. Only download software from official sources. Now, if it's not the Bitdefender website and it says just bitdefender.com, you want to double think before you click on anything there. And then all the usual things, you avoid clicking links and emails or messages unless you know they're safe. And then you can work with an IT professional to verify suspicious sites or software. It's pretty simple. Most IT guys have the wherewithal to know how to check a URL and verify for you whether it's real or not.
Mm. Wow. Okay, so again, these would appear as free by the way, are there any good free antivirus programs out there, or most of them involve some kind of fee usually?
Always. And if they don't involve a fee, my concern is that how are they making their money to give you something for nothing?
Yeah, there must be.
So there's always a payback somewhere there.
Yeah. All right. So the best thing would be to avoid any of these, you know, no matter how tempting it could be, you know, again, and sometimes, you know, you get into a little trouble and then you're like, oh, boy, I better just click on this free thing and download that. Right.
Exactly. So, you know, people sometimes get pop up saying that your computer's infected.
Yeah.
Download here to fix it. And that's another problem. So those are the things you need to be very wary of. And don't do those things. So, and it's not just antivirus, Rob. Banks are being victimized, IT companies, and other trusted names. So you have to be careful with whatever you click on. Be careful as to where it's taking you and what it's doing.
All right. Good stuff, as always, from David Snell. He's our tech guy, David Snell, at AxSmart IT in Wareham. And he's got the latest information here on this blog, which is, again, the topic we've been talking about free antivirus. And again, as David said, you think your free antivirus is protecting you. Well, think again. And it comes down to that word. What is free is probably going to bring you, it's going to be more costly, I guess, in the long run, isn't it?
Yeah, some heartache, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, David, where do people go to read the latest information?
They can go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link. Everything's up there about what's happening and how to protect yourself.
David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. He joins us every week at this time on WATD. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too.